Good evening. This Monday, January 13th, 2025, organizational regular board meeting. We would like to open the meeting with roll call.
Mrs. Parks.
Here.
Mrs. Varney.
Here.
Mrs. Clark.
Here.
Mr. Schutte.
Here.
Mr. Ober.
Here. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance of the flag.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. We need a motion to adopt the agenda.
So moved.
Need a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Parks.
Yes.
Mrs. Varney.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mr. Ober.
Yes. First business is election of officers. We don't need a second on nominations with a five-person board, so it's not necessary. So we don't do that anymore. Okay? Need nomination for board president.
I'll nominate Mr. Raleigh Ober for president.
I'm going to nominate Dave Schutte to be president.
Is there any more nominations? Okay. All those in favor of Mr. Obert? Roll call.
Mrs. Parks.
Yes.
Mrs. Varney.
No.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mr. Schutte.
No.
Mr. Obert.
Yes. Okay. Need an oath.
Do you solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States of America, the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and that you will faithfully perform and discharge your duties as President of the Board of Education of the Hamilton Local School District, Franklin County, Ohio, to the best of your ability and in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during your continuance in said office until your successor is elected and qualified?
Yeah, I do.
Congratulations.
I was getting ready to say, what the hell, folks, you can clap. Ain't nobody taking notes up here. Okay, the office of vice president.
I'd like to nominate Amber Clark.
Do you accept?
Sure.
Okay. Any other nominations? Hearing none. Roll call.
Mrs. Parks.
Yes.
Mrs. Varney.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mr. Ober.
Yes. Student.
I can swear at Amber now.
Okay.
Do you solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States of America, the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and that you will faithfully perform and discharge your duties as Vice President of the Board of Education of the Hamilton Local School District, Franklin County, Ohio, to the best of your ability and in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during your continuance in said office until your successor is elected and qualified?
I do.
Okay, need nominations for Student Achievement Liaison. Do we have any nominations?
I'll nominate Maria Barney, if you're interested in continuing.
Sure.
Along with Maria, I'd nominate Mrs. Parks. I believe they're willing to work as a team. They have in the last year. Any other nominations? Roll call.
Mrs. Parks?
Yes.
Mrs. Barney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. Now we need a motion for nominations for the legislative liaison. Do we have any nominations? I'd like to nominate Amber Clark. Any other nominations? Hearing none, roll call.
Mrs. Parks?
Yes.
Mrs. Barney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. Now we have some presentations. How many?
Just one.
Just one?
Yep. So thank you, President Obert. One presentation this evening. We've got a lot of guests here for this, so we'll introduce Mr. Matt O'Hearn, our high school principal.
Good evening, everyone. Thanks for letting me speak to you this evening about some of our students here at Hamilton Township High School. Yeah. Happy New Year, everyone. Go Rangers. Go Bucks. So at this time, I would like to introduce our two advisors and then introduce, I believe I have five students here in attendance tonight. This club, this organization, OMUN, has consistently been one of our most popular academic competitions at the high school. In large part, that's due to the Tiffany Murgatroyd, and then Jen Avery is also joining as an advisor as well. Tiffany has spent over 20 years of involvement in Ohio Model United Nations. This is her 13th year as advisor here at the high school. This past year, we had 46 students involved who represented six different countries at the competition at the convention center. Olivia Taylor was selected the Secretary General, presiding over the entire conference, and over 1,200 students from all over Ohio participated. I didn't get the chance to go this year, but I went to last year as a first-time guest, and it is really totally student-run. So we sat up in the balconies last year as I visited with Jen and Tiffany, and literally the entire conference is run by students. So it fits right in. It's the precursor, really, to Leader in Me. They've been doing these things at that level for some time now. So excited to bring them up. I'll have Tiffany and Jen come up, and they'll talk about some of these great students. Yes.
How's everybody doing? I have five of my students here with us, our students with us.
I just started doing it.
I pulled Jim in, and the biggest part is, I think, finding an advisor who is willing to put in the work. So there's a lot of work, you know, outside of the school day, but also during the school day, and finding the kids that really benefit from this. So I'm just kind of going to read a summary, because it's really hard to understand what this kind of looks like unless you've actually viewed it. So kind of describing it is difficult to kind of picture what happens with it unless you actually view it. And then I do have some students that are going to say a couple things about their experience and just kind of let you know how they benefit from this program. Some of them have, besides COVID, have done it at least 5 or 6 years and taken out COVID year. So actually, so you can get some history of OMUN. What started 43 years ago at one school in Southern Ohio under the leadership of John Lester, so you might know that, that's the brother of Mr. Chris Lester, former superintendent, has evolved into one of the largest state mock United Nations student-led conferences with over 40 schools participating. So on December 8th through 10th, 46 of our students participated in the Ohio Model United Nations Conference. The OMUN program is it's a three-day simulation program where student delegates represented select member nations of the United Nations, and they participate in writing, presenting, and debating original resolutions that they write. Now, to know, in other OMUN or other United Nations competitions, a lot of times the students do not write the resolutions they are given resolutions to debate. So ours is a little different. When our students, they do write them as a group. So that is one of the things that helps us stand out. Just want to make note of that. But they write, they present, they debate original resolutions that deal with current world problems, issues, political situations, some kind of funnies at times, but to try to get their point across. It's supposed to model what the United Nations would be doing. So student delegates, they participate in global education contests as well, international talent showcases, which are always interesting and entertaining, right, guys? and they serve as student leaders of the program. OMUN draws from schools all over Ohio, and it is the only fully student-led program of its kind in the United States. It's a big deal. The conference allows students to work collaboratively, build their cognitive and critical thinking skills, increase their writing skills, sharpen their debate skills, and practice public speaking skills. OMUN develops students into leaders through engagement in the debate process, and over 1,200 students from Ohio schools participated in this conference. Our OMUN team was led by myself and Miss Avery. The high school team represented the countries of Norway, Belarus, Armenia, Botswana, Monaco, and Canada. And that changes every year because we get a chance to we're in a competition to try to be the first one to select our nations and put it to the email. It's kind of a free-for-all. So before we even hit the bus ride home, we are sending an email for what nations we want to do next year. So that's how excited our kids are to come back and keep going. Sometimes we don't always get what we want, but at least try to get from nations all over different regions. The format follows resolutions presented in a United Nations session, and each group has to write an original resolution presenting reasons as to why a problem exists in our country, and then they have to include a solution. The resolutions are debated in small council sessions on Sunday night, and the strongest resolutions and presentations are then presented to the next round of debate in either the General Assembly sessions or in a Human Rights Council session. The nation of Norway was selected to present the resolution in the Human Rights Council on Monday, and the country of Norway was represented by R.J. Santmeyer, Jaden Frazier, Jeremiah Hicks, Katie Martin, Reagan Rogers, Kylie McKnight, and Austin Gorwatsky. And then we had Belarus, and that was represented by Gabby Schutte, Cameron Clark, Callie Farrell, Ali Vuchichia, Olivia Lash, Krista Jones, Caitlin, and Caitlin Lewis. In Armenia, included Audrey Keller, Rakiba, Ogunlan, I have to slow down, Tessa Tripp, Carson Schaefer, Natalie Rock, Kinley Neff, and Izzy Hamilton. The nation of Botswana was represented by Naya Parks, Taylor Casey, Mark Getter, Parker Thomas, Evan Cook, Olivia Vance, and Aaliyah Grog, and Riley Hayes. Monaco, that was represented by Callie Chambers, Cadence Brown, Miranda Long, Alessa Toth, Audrey Hicks, Lydia Lucas, Jace Fisher, and Austin Batchelder. And then the nation of Canada was represented by Nicole Hodges, Renee Engel, Mackenzie Schaefer, Callie White, Natalia Langston, Skylar England, Avery Price, and Amon Shabir. Two students received an Outstanding Leadership Award. So at the OMUN, we do receive awards recognized by nation, by schools, also individuals. So two students received a leadership award for being recognized at their high school level for involvement and contributing to leadership duties within their group. And there are so many other students that we could have recognized, but two are chosen. And some of them have received it in the past year, so we get other chance to, you know, give that to other students. So we have Cameron Clark and Carson Schaefer, and they were given this recognition during Tuesday morning. We have an award ceremony for 1,200 students, and they get up and do that. Senior Olivia Taylor was selected out of everyone who applied in the whole Ohio group to be the Secretary General. And so she is in charge of running the General Assembly during numerous sessions on Monday, and then along with they had co-presidents this year that also run it, and then there are council presidents that also run it, and they run for those offices from other schools. This means that she holds one of the most important positions of the student leadership team, and they're responsible for running the entire conference. They have to do additional training, and Mr. Lester runs all of that with his group. Hamilton Township has a proud history of seniors filling those leaderships at OMUN, and I think we're one of the top schools that provides leaders many years often for those positions. Now freshman Caitlin Lewis, she is going to serve on the junior OMUN leadership team as one of the council presidents during the conference that will happen this spring. So she will be leading the middle school students. That's what they have the freshman leaders do. Also during, you may not have known this, but during the leadership program, OMUN is, they sponsor what they call an international outreach program. It's called the IOPEN, International Outreach Program in Education, in Nigeria. And so students attending OMUN have donated thousands of dollars every year towards the establishment of this project. Schools across the state of Ohio are currently raising funds to support the program. Ohio Leadership Institute's Associate Director Lowell Miller traveled to Nigeria to establish IOPEN. He spent a month in Nigeria working with African Youth Platform for Development in order to establish an educational outreach program for Ohio Leadership and OMUN. We have received a couple of recognition awards at the high school level for donating one of the higher donors for, so you know, our students do participate in that philanthropy. And so in the past, we have received several awards as well. So one of the goals for this program is to continue to raise funds, build relationships with the young people in the USA and young people and citizens in the Plateau State and Nigeria. So this past year, this partnership allowed the villagers to plant more crops for distribution among the villagers and also provide another source of income. And they work with a teacher in that area. So OMUN is a program that is worthy of support in Hamilton locals' involvement in the program, and it has been strong over the past 25 plus years as far as my involvement and what that's about the time when Hamilton became involved in the program. So if you remember Eleanor Younghans, she worked with, I know Mrs. Parsons, but she worked with Mr. Lester at her previous school, and then she brought it to us at Hamilton. So we thank her for introducing us to allow this opportunity. It's kind of by, to get selected as your school to be part of this program, Mr. Lester has had to kind of by invitation only. So we get an invitation back every year. Our students do a great job. So our, you know, our students proudly develop, or proudly support our school and are really amazing, and they understand and they develop those strong leadership skills. And our students really want to do it because they pay $275 out of their own pocket to attend this program. So obviously they have a very strong interest in attending the program. Okay, so I'm going to call up the students. Come on up, kiddos. I did. I'm trying to describe what the program's about. So I'm going to give the floor to them, and they're just going to share with you what they enjoy the program. Some of them are going to speak, some are not going to. They're just here for moral support. But they're going to tell us what they enjoy about the program and kind of what they've got out of it. Just introduce your name and then tell them what you like about what you win.
Good evening, everyone. I'm RJ Santmeyer. I'm a senior member of the OMUN group of this year. And it's hard to put into words really how rewarding the experience of going to OMUN is. I mean, you go, you learn professional environment, you learn public speaking, debating, and you learn like group dynamics, how to work in a group. And also like just you meet new people and learn new things. That's probably the greatest part about it, to be honest. And I mean, on the public speaking aspect too, I mean, I'm a person who's very involved in our school and stuff. I'm in Power Rangers, I'm on student council, I've done a couple of other things like Buckeye Voice Day, and I think this is the main thing that's probably furthered my public speaking skills to like where it is today. I mean, I've done it since I was in sixth grade, so that's five conferences. Two were canceled because of COVID, obviously. And it's hard to articulate how great of an experience it is. I mean, it's really fun to meet new people, that kind of thing. And I'd like to thank Mrs. Avery and Mrs. Murgatroyd for giving us this opportunity to go and experience the conference and push us to be competitive in the conference. This year, I was a part of the delegation for Norway, and we made it to the Human Rights Council, which is, I think, the farthest I've ever made it personally. in the conference, so that was a really cool experience to go up there. And like, it's not the big ballroom, but it's like a medium-sized ballroom, so you're still talking in front of a bunch of people and debate and such, so that was really cool. And then also last year, I was one of the recipients of our school's Outstanding Leadership Award. So yeah, it's really been a great experience, you know, and I'd like to thank Ms. Murgatroyd and Ms. Avery about, again, just for giving us that opportunity to experience the conference.
If you don't know me from the musical, I'm Jace Fisher. OMUN and theater are the two things I look forward to at the most at the beginning of the school year. OMUN provides a program to students who enjoy to debate, and they do that on a very large scale. There is a resolution for every country in the United Nations, and we are given an amazing opportunity to represent a nation and research that country, which educates us on world issues we may not know about. I mean, I didn't even know where Monaco was before I started this. But we learn about the culture, history, and current events of other countries. Besides just the educational aspects, the 3 days I spent at the Convention Center are some of the best days I have the entire year. I meet new people, and I have a lot of fun with the friends who are doing it with me. And I'm thankful for being able to do it, and I hope that I can next year.
Hello and good evening, everyone. My name is Renee Ingold, and I've currently been doing OMUN for 3 years now, and I was under delegation of Canada. Anyone here know any problems in Canada? Anyone? No? No, I didn't either until I started researching it, and I was like, dang, they've really got some problems. I was actually surprised, but this year, unfortunately, we didn't make it past council session, but my eighth grade year, I was under delegation of South Sudan, and we made it to General Assembly, and I don't think I can even express how much fun it was talking in front of 1,200 students. It's like a wave of scared, but like also you're like, oh my gosh, I'm talking in front of this many people, because it's like insane, because I've never talked in front of that many people before. And like, OMUN is the thing I wait for every year. Like, I don't know, it's January now, and I'm like, OMUN is so far away, but I'm ready for it next year. And I'm so hoping I get Portugal for next year, because that's one of our guaranteed countries, and I'm like, please let me get Portugal. I'm hoping and praying for Portugal. So I hope I made you laugh. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Taylor Kizzi. I'm also very involved in school and stuff. I'm in student council as well, and Mathletes and honor things, but out of all the clubs I'm in, I think OMUN is definitely the most enriching thing I do. I've learned a lot of leadership and public speaking, as well as just how to be a better person in general. Ms. Murgatroyd definitely does a great job at keeping us all on track and making sure that, you know, we actually learn something from the experience, and it's not just something to slap on a transcript. So I think OMUN is definitely an amazing experience, and I'm very excited to come back next year, and I'm glad that we have amazing advisors. Thank you.
I'll pay you tomorrow.
I was not forced.
Good afternoon. My name is Mackenzie Schaefer, and I'm a sophomore, and this is my first year ever doing this. My friend Renee kind of got me to do it, and in my first year, I was kind of scared because everyone was already been here for multiple years, and as a sophomore, it was my first time doing it. So I was very nervous, and I'm not good at public speaking, so it was scary, but I did a lot of new stuff that I didn't think I would have done this year, and it was a great experience, and I'm glad that they convinced me to do it. So.
Thank you, and we just wanted to
hold
share
up
our
here.
Experience.
Hold up.
Oh, we're going to get grilled. We're going to answer some questions.
Oh, well, I wasn't told this was part of this.
You can do it.
Any comments from the board?
It's a great job. I love OMUN. Thank you.
Mrs. Parks was there supporting us. Because Nye is in it, so she came and surprised us Sunday.
Well, that was just the add-on.
I know.
I like it outside of night, but thank you guys you put in to our students to make sure again that they're prepared to compete with other schools. We had some tough schools this year with the debates. I was sitting there like, well, where do these kids come from? But our kids were standing toe-to-toe with them. And it's just amazing the type of information that they are actually able to come up with on their own, like some of their resolutions and stuff. I'm like, where did this come from? Or even knowing that the country has this type of problem, but it allows them to actually put real world solutions to real world problems. And I always thought that was great. So thank you guys. Good job, guys.
I just want to say thank you for A, being here tonight to share with us your experience. It like literally almost brought me to tears at times. And I'm not just saying that, like, I'm going to have to hear what you said again about what year it started in Hamilton, because you said the name Eleanor Younghouse, and that like one of... What was it?
Younghan.
What did she teach?
She taught the middle, so she stays at the middle school.
Okay. I was like, that name sounded familiar. But I did the program as a kid, like probably when it first started, and over the years, like so many people that I know who did OMUN are active in different organizations, and I think it gives you the interest and like the confidence to go into those kind of settings where you already know how to make motions and how to follow Robert's Rules of Order and things like that, that give you an advantage over a lot of people that are walking into those situations going, and those of you saying that you're a poor public speaker, is like, you all did an amazing job, and I'm sure that like you're nervous, but you, it's clear that you have grown, you know, you developed skills in that program, and I hope that we definitely continue to support that over the years to come. Thank you.
Any other comments?
Great job. I love when you guys come in and students speak to us and let us know all the great things that you guys are doing. And my school wasn't involved in this, so I'm completely new to this. And I love listening and hearing all about your guys' experience. So you guys all did a great job speaking, and appreciate you coming in to talk with us.
We appreciate being asked, and it is important to highlight some of our academic programs instead of programs that are not just, that are, we have very few like academic contest programs that our students have the opportunity to participate in, especially statewide. And this is one of them. And it's a little personal passion of mine, too. Yep.
Any other comments? Well, I was agreeing with Mrs. Clark. You may say that she was nervous, public speaking, but you all did really great. And my wife and I have a daughter that was part of this. And
remember when she did it.
and she just recently became the first woman trustee here at Hamilton Township. And she counts some of the experience that she got from the United Nations. So I want to thank you guys for coming. When you first walked up, none of you was smiling. I didn't see one smile out there. And I thought, you know, I don't know what your instructors did to get you here, but I thought, wow, you are allowed to smile. But thank you very much. Now you can go sit down. Public participation. We have Macy. You want to introduce her?
We just met, but I understand you're here to speak about a STEM program.
Yes, my name is Macy. I am here on behalf of ASCE, American Society of Civil Engineers, and I wanted to tell the board and the district about our Central Ohio STEM Expo. It is a free event for K through 8. And we get different organizations companies, colleges to come in and present a demonstration or an activity, something interactive for the kids to learn about the different areas of STEM. It is heavily focused on engineering, given that we're an engineering professional organization, but we try to get other groups involved. And the event is March 1st. It's 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It is at Nationwide in Ohio Farm Bureau, which is on OSU's campus. And I would appreciate if the board would look into the event and forward it on to the district. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Any questions from the board? Yeah, well, thank you for coming and see what we can do.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Items from the board. Mrs. Clark?
Yes. Flurry of activity at the end of the year with lots of ramifications that will unfold. I can't even really get into everything yet as things were just recently signed. And I think as usual, when they rush these things through in the last month without letting people, community, educators, people that are impacted by the legislation, even have an opportunity to share concerns or pros and cons or scenarios that they didn't even think about how it was going to play out. I think over the next month, we're going to start seeing as things we have implementation come into play that we'll be talking about. But right now, it's kind of wait and see.
Any questions or comments on Mrs. Clark's report? I only have one question. I understand that the governor signed a bill that as far as felling districts, does that include charter schools? Also, or is it just public schools?
So I don't know if Mr. Tyler can speak more to it than me, but the one that I saw that I had spoke to previously about failing schools, that didn't make it all the way through. That did not make it to the governor even signing or not signing. So that piece, it would have only applied to mostly public schools, but that piece didn't make it through.
That's accurate.
David?
Yeah, I would just like to congratulate Mr. Obert and Mrs. Clark for your positions, and thank you for your due diligence, and we'll do just fine. Congratulations.
Any questions or comments on his report? And Mrs. Clark, or
if it rhymes.
Yes.
Ms. Clark, let me correct that. Simmons, I'm not married. I'm looking.
I can't believe it. Aaron, you know, I looked twice and said Mrs. Clark.
That's great.
They have partners. That's my report. Oh. Just happy new year, excited for a new year for our students, for our teacher, for our school. So just excited to see what's going to take place for us in 2025.
Any questions or comments on Mrs. Park's report? Maria.
Just happy new year. Excited to get the second half of the year over with. Yes, not here, but, you know, we all work a job, right? Just want to remind everyone, too, that Friday is the Vince Payne Autism Game Spirit Week this week. I know I worked on Friday because that's when I will be here, gold out for the game. So love that event. And congratulations, Amber and Mr. Ober. Appreciate you guys. Here's to the year.
Any questions or comments? As far as my report, I couldn't want to thank the board for their support. Couldn't believe I could look at somebody and call them a different name twice. Originally, when I said Mrs. Clark, I was looking down there, and then she started talking. And so maybe that might be the old senile. Take notes on that kind of stuff. Little experience I had, you know, I raise chickens, and so I go to Rural King quite a bit. And it was after my arm got hurt, and I was a little aggravated because I couldn't lift the 50-pound bags myself, and I was trying to get a cart. And I witnessed a young man that there's a whole bunch of carts here, but there was one cart over in the other lane, and he went over and he got it, and he's talking on his phone, and he took it into the store, which really aggravated me. And then I watch him come back out, and he still didn't come over to get the cart that I needed. I needed some carts moved, and so I finally did it, and I went in, and I was pretty upset. So some young lady loaded my cart up with the feed inside the store, which I found a little degrading that you had to have a young person do that for you in the first place. And then I seen the same young man that was still talking on that phone. And if there's anything that drives me nuts, is seeing somebody talking on the phone when they're supposed to be working. And I just noticed the manager was standing right there, and I went to the manager. I said, "You see that young man right over there?" I had my Union Strong shirt on. I said, "I've been a union person all my life." I said, "But I would fire him because he's not helping your customers." And the manager said he would help me, but just in his defense, he says he's actually not talking on that phone. We hired him because his mom and dad came to us and asked if we would hire their son. He only works 12 hours a week. He's actually talking to himself when he's on that cell phone, and he only does that when there's a lot of people around because he gets nervous. And so for the first time, the doors didn't have to open for me to walk out. I said, "Rural King hires handicapped people pretty regularly. So if anybody need something that you can buy at Rural King, they hire the people that we do educate. It's not going to make it anywhere else." And so I told him, I said, "Yeah, I really made myself look like a complete ass." And, but I told him, I said, "Yeah, I'm going to give that report to the school board." So the people that we do educate, that we don't think they're going to have difficult times. There's one place that we know for sure that hires them. The other thing, everybody knows that we had a young person shot over the weekend. And some of us may or may not know all the details, but the rumors and everything that you hear is just that. And, put them and their family in prayers, and the person that might have shot purposely or might have been an accident. That's what we can do now, is just pray for their support. If anybody would have came up to me the day we buried my brother, they would have my complete support for president. These two gentlemen came to my brother's funeral, and at that time I told them that I was going to not run for appointment. They would have had a new president if they had just said something. Guarantee you. And they're sitting right here. It wasn't until I talked to one board member that said, he thought I did a good job, and I screw up on a pretty regular basis, I guess. I can look at one person and call them a complete different name. I don't know. It's been a rough year. I apologize for the past year if I made any mistakes. I'll try harder this year. I'm going to have everybody's name written right here with arrows, and maybe I can get everybody's name right. So any questions or comments on my report?
I just like to tell Terry, for the first 10 years I knew you, you used to call me Monica. My dad always called your daughter Belinda, Melinda. So we laugh and say, "Hi, I'm Monica and Melinda."
That's good.
You're in good company.
That's good. That's good stuff.
Well, all right.
We do have a vote under yes. 7 for our dates. Yep.
This is for the board calendar, 7.4. We need a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Anybody have any problems? Seeing none. Roll call.
Mrs. Parks.
Yes.
Mrs. Varney.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mr. Ober.
Yes. If there's one thing that this board is very capable of doing, it's changing dates. So, we can say that sometimes we meet on Mondays, but... Okay, you're up.
All right. There's two items under for informational only, and that's the FY26 alternative tax budget. The county adopted an alternative tax budget quite a few years ago, which no longer requires a budget hearing, and also doesn't require your approval. So it is included there for your information. Also, the Department of Education requires a funding plan to show how we're going to spend our student wellness and success dollars and our disadvantaged pupil impact aid.
There is a link there for the document that shows how we will expend those dollars. The biggest difference there from last year is the fact that by adopting the community of eligibility provision, or the free lunch for all our students, our disadvantaged people impact aid increased $1.7 million. So I had to show how those dollars were expended. We still had programs in the general fund that we were doing that that met the requirements of that funding. So we're not increasing expenditures based on that 1.7. It's just showing allocated some of the programs that we've had in the past. For your approval are the minutes of the regular board meet, December 9th board meeting, the December financial statements, the resolution to allow me to make property tax advance requests of the county auditor. There is an amended appropriation resolution, which is essentially decreasing appropriations by $50,000 for the ESSER fund. We approved these appropriations back in June prior to us knowing if we would have all of the ESSER funds expended or not. That's the federal COVID dollars. And we actually spent all those dollars last year, so we're just reducing that to zero. And then there's also a transfer from the general fund to the OFCC building maintenance fund is required by our OFCC agreement, and that's for $66,060. That's it.
Okay. Any questions or comments?
I was just having an issue with the minutes. When I had looked at it the other day, it was an issue, and I meant to ask you about it. And then when I'm logging in today, it's still not there, but it's also giving me this. So I don't know if it's just a me problem or if it's... I'll just abstain. Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
I don't know why it's weird.
Yeah, those minutes are not showing up.
Earlier I put them up, but yeah. I was on Apple. So do you utilize Apple?
All right, let's pop into the agenda. Hold on. I'm going to change the screen lock.
That's it, isn't it?
Yeah, it has the link on that one. Oh, got it.
You got it?
Now it's there.
I have a hard copy of that.
Before you just did that, it just appeared. Like, look.
I'm special.
Whatever.
Right,
just wanted to make sure that somebody had them, that we weren't going to just move along.
Yeah.
When you hit the print button, there's like a tab that you can read it on.
It popped up now, but I'm okay. Sorry. Apologize.
Sorry. Yep. I just wanted to make sure it was there, so I'm playing with their lawyer,
right? Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's item 9.
I guess they see it.
Approval of financial programs. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
We have a second.
Second.
Any other comments? Hearing none. Roll call.
Mrs. Parks?
Yes.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. That was the one time I had the right thing and everybody else had the wrong thing. Superintendent's report.
Yeah, thank you, President Obert. Pretty much, I think Ms. Parks and Ms. Varney said exactly what I was going to say. Just Happy New Year to everybody. I hope everybody had a wonderful break. I was also going to highlight the Vince Payne game this week. We switched a few years ago as idea of Matt's to have that as a boys game 1 year, the next year a girls game kind of thing. So both got to experience that. This year it's a girls game. I think it's awesome. Looking forward to that. It's always a great event. It's for a great cause, and it honors a great man. So I encourage everybody to attend. I think we start at 5:30, Matt, with varsity probably about 7-ish, typically. Yeah, okay. And that's all I have, President Overt.
Okay. Any comments on the superintendent's report? The only thing I'm going to comment about, at the last meeting, I made a comment that I was told that nobody takes off Veterans Day. And as I was driving, I asked Mrs. Obert quite often to talk to her telephone and asked her phone questions. And as she was getting the answers from her telephone, we were getting the wrong answers. But it wasn't Mr. Tyler that told me that, or else I would have said something to Mr. Tyler long before we got to this meeting. Now, the folks that told me that's no longer here. So what you have in your green folders is everybody's schedule in Central Ohio and in our sports league. And we took off Veterans Day, right?
Yes.
And we are the only ones that did.
Yeah. We're off for a professional development day that day.
Yeah.
But,
we have some work to do. And we'll continue to look at that. But if anybody thought that I was taking a shot at Mr. Tyler, I would do it in his office first, or I would look at him straight in his face and ask him why in the hell he did that. So, all right, educational programs. Item 11, need a motion.
Second.
Mr. Obert, you had asked me to have Mr. Blanca give a report on this. Would you still like the... Okay, Emily, it's time. Mr. Blanca is going to give a report. I'm trying to see what number it is at 11.2, our local literacy plan. So Mr. Obert reached out to me and was like, hey, could we just have her give just a couple-minute explanation on what this is and why we're doing this right now. So Emily, take it away.
Sure. I'll be brief, but you have two documents that are linked in the agenda. One is the local literacy plan, and one is a mirroring document called the reading improvement plan. The local literacy plan is, outside of being a best practice for every district in the state of Ohio to have in place, it is something that we do need to have in place in order for us to ultimately be even eligible to apply for a literacy grant that the state is putting out sometime this month. So that's a kind of a dual reason for why at this point in time we are adopting a local literacy plan. But basically, this document is quite comprehensive if you had a chance to look through it. This is informed by a comprehensive needs assessment. It's aligned with Ohio's plan to raise literacy achievement. It includes interventions and practices that are evidence-based, and it includes a plan for professional development as well as how to track learner outcomes for what our goals are that have been identified. So basically, what this is a living, breathing document for us to gauge where our students are performing from preschool through grade 12 as it pertains to literacy. So this is a document that is not hard and fast. It will change and iterate over time based on what our data tells us our students are needing and how they're performing. There are four lead writers who were on this, the local literacy plan, as well as the reading improvement plan. It was myself, Krista Kettlehake, who is our director of whole child supports, and our two literacy instructional support coaches, Katie Forrest and Penny Dixon. So if you had a chance to look at this document, what it does is take a really deep dive into the district's literacy data for preschool through grade 12, which is represented in the multiple tables throughout the document that is the local literacy plan. The main difference between the local literacy plan and the reading improvement plan is that you won't see the tables in the reading improvement plan, but the narrative itself, as far as what the data is telling us, is pretty identical. So what this plan does, it provides that information in data table form, but then also in the narrative form, it's basically telling the story of what is the data that we're looking at, what is it telling us. From there, we identify the district's most critical areas of need based on that full data analysis. Those areas are used to develop the overarching goals that you see in both of those documents, and it is intended to be over multiple years of time, because if you read in the narrative portion of the document, nothing that is in here is a quick fix, if you will. So this will take, right now we have it written to really have some goal attainment by the end of the 2027 school year. So once the way that these documents go, once this draft is really in a kind of finalized state, it then goes out to additional stakeholders for review and feedback. So those individuals are listed in this document too. Went out to all of our building principals, our academic directors, Mr. Tyler, our superintendent, and our English learner support teachers as well. And so really looking for some feedback on what we have identified based on what our data analysis told us and showed us, and then if there was anything basically we're missing. So you can identify, or you can see in here what those goals are that we've identified. The attainment of those goals will be documented over time on that on this same document, so it will continue to grow, even though it's 43 pages now. So it'll continue to grow based on our analysis of the data over time. Basically from here, we will have a discussion at our district leadership team meetings about this document and the goals that are inherent in this document. From there, it will go to the building. So at the building team level, they'll have some conversation with those building teams as well, and then to our teacher-based teams. So everybody will have an understanding of what this document is, what it entails, what it's telling us, and then if there are goals in here that pertain to a specific subgroup of student or a specific grade level, those are going to be some more real in-depth conversations at those individual levels. So at the state of Ohio, there are two, in addition to the local literacy plan, there are two documents. One is a reading improvement plan, and one is called a reading achievement plan. We fill out the reading improvement plan, which is because we exceed the 80% proficiency threshold rate in third grade. This is something that technically we don't have to have in place, but it is a best practice. Districts who fall below that 80% threshold of proficiency for third grade are required by the state to write and have board adopted a literacy achievement plan, and that is something that is regularly monitored by the state. So we're not in that case. We're in the literacy improvement plan situation. And outside of that, I'm open to any questions that you guys might have about the what or the why or the how or anything like that around these, either one of these documents.
I just want to say thank you for the clear amount of time that was spent putting into those documents, and just reading through all of them took a significant amount of time. And so I know that you all spent a long time working on that. And once it's done now, I think it's, you know, you can, like you said, keep building, keep moving, keep refining. The hard work of putting it all in, out there is done. That's wonderful. So thank you for doing that, even though we don't have to, because that is the best part.
Great.
Got to really appreciate you doing that for us. Mr. Tyler was trying to explain it to me. And
went to the expert.
I'll be asking you more questions because I sure now didn't understand everything he said. But really appreciate you coming and thank you. Any other questions or comments?
Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Good job.
Okay.
So a vote on 11.
All right. We need a motion for item 11, okay. Educational programs.
I've got the motion in second. I just need to do roll.
You just need to do roll?
Yep.
No wonder they was nominating other people. Roll call.
Mrs. Parks.
Yes.
Mrs. Barney.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mr. Obert.
Yes. Okay, need a motion for personnel. I'm not even going to try it. All righty. Have any questions?
I moved it. Give me a second.
Need a second.
I'll second.
Yeah.
Mrs. Parks?
Yes.
Mrs. Barney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. Okay, we need a motion on personnel classified. Need a first.
So moved.
Need a second.
Second.
Any comments or questions?
No.
Roll call.
Mrs. Parks?
Yes.
Mrs. Barney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. We don't have any reason to go into executive session. No table items. And, need a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
No, wait a minute now. It's like pulling teeth sometimes to get a first and second. All of a sudden, it's German. Is there any debate on this?
No, sir.
Yeah, I do want to say one thing. When you heard a financial report, I think it's just Mr. Schutte and I were on the board when we were approached for 11 warehouses. They wanted us to give them a tax abatement, and the board turned them down. Thank God we turned them down.
Mm-hmm.
And, the decision to go with Google has been a good one. Roll call.
Mrs. Parks?
Yes.
Mrs. Barney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes.
703.